This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so we got about another hour left in the show. And we'll be here to do everything we can to help you out with all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, that number here, 855-660-4261. And I'll start the hour off again then. Pretty excited. As a UMass alumni, the UMass Minutemen won the National Hockey Championship last night. So pretty pumped, pretty excited. Got to watch that last night, watch the game on Thursday night going into overtime. So I just have to gloat a little bit about it because it was awesome. And it's their first ever national title. So I'm pretty pumped. I'm not going to lie. Anyways. We're here for a gardening show, not a sports show. That could be another time, another day. So I know I do have some calls on the line, so I want to get into that right away. So Nathan, who's up next?
Sorry, that is Gail in Fisher's Island.
Gail, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, hello, Patrick. I'm starting a new vegetable garden.
Yep.
And I've been researching how to build raised beds. And I'm thinking about maybe putting in a couple 4x8 foot beds to start. And I'd like your thoughts on using the new pressure treated for vegetable gardens, or what other material can I use to keep costs reasonable? Can I use timbers that have washed up on the shore, or it's going to be kind of costly here on the island to do a garden, but so I'm trying to make the most of what I have here. So
for a raised garden bed, the ideal, right? We'll call it ideal. Timber to use would be to use like a cedar landscape timber, if possible, right? Cedar,
yeah,
is one
costly,
of
the costly though.
Yeah, no, I understand. So that, that's why I said ideal, right? That's the ideal there. But you can use a number of different things. Pressure treated isn't so bad. As long as you kind of keep, the plants, not a decent amount away, but, 6 inches, 8 inches away from the timber. The pressure treated, some of the newer pressure treated, wood out there, isn't terrible. It's a different pressure treated than if you were to use like a railroad tie from, that was the old, raised garden bed was railroad ties. Some of the more pressure treated isn't as bad, nowadays. If you could find cedar or even redwood, those are good. I've even heard hemlock as wood, to be used. But if you're finding some washed up timbers coming in onto the island, what I would suggest doing is getting them, bringing them home, kind of washing them with, water, regular water, not salt water, kind of letting them dry out a little bit, to get some of that salt that might be stuck into it. Build it with that. The salt's not going to be terrible. It's not going to, you know, be the worst thing in the world. Like, we talk about using seaweed, and you don't need to. You don't need to wash the seaweed necessarily in order to mix it into the garden. So the one thing I just get afraid of would be if it's just really, really saturated with the seawater, and then I would just try to dry it out a little bit. And again, by maybe using, maybe just using the sun as your, as the, to dry everything, because the sun's going to be able to almost like cook it, if you will, get it, you know, dry it out. I'll expose some of that water that's in it and let it go. And I think you'll be fine. I honestly think you'll be okay.
Okay. What about you removing the grass on the bottom, the sod? Do I remove that, or can I put cardboard on top of it? And
so what you could do is you could get some, like, that landscape fabric and put it underneath it. So that way moisture can go through, those types of things. You could always, you know, some people even use, like, newspaper to put over it.
Yeah, I saw that.
You know, newspaper would be fine. All you're really doing is trying to, you know, kill what's underneath it. Not kill, but just not have it come through the rest of the plant. Mm-hmm. And that's really what you're looking for. So I'd use pretty much anything on there that's biodegradable.
Okay, that sounds good. And when I space, usually I space tomatoes when I planted them in the ground 3 feet apart. Can I put them closer in raised beds?
Well, so they're kind of like goldfish, right? They're going to only grow as big as the area that they're going to have.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you put them closer, you might have some that are growing into each other, which could cause more shade in the centers, which then could cause, if there's too many leaves, water sitting there, causing sunspots, causing blight, etc. So I would try to space it the best you can. I know in a raised garden bed, it's there's only so much you can do.
Yes, that's right.
But it might not be a bad idea to look into doing some, like, container tomatoes this year, patio type tomatoes, and spread them out that way.
All right, I'll just use less. The key is not to plant too many.
Exactly, and you put too many together, that's when you're opening up everything for pathogens, for blight.
Yeah.
And you don't want that, obviously. You want to be successful. So that's kind of my thoughts on it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I ordered that ProTrust product, by the way, and it did ship quickly.
Awesome.
And I applied it last week, so I'm looking forward to the results because the lawn here is really rough shape. So looking forward to good results.
Awesome. It's definitely going to be worth it, especially if you want to be able to spend more time doing some other things instead of just trying to fix the garden or the lawn. This is definitely the product for it.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that sounds good. Okay,
awesome.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for the call, Gail. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have some more calls on the line. Nathan, who's up next?
James is in Falmouth.
James, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, I had a question. I have some chickens, and I was wondering how long it would take for their droppings to be used as fertilizer.
Okay, so it could take some time. You want them to kind of dry out a bit. The best way to do that, obviously, is the sun. Maybe getting them in like a black plastic bag so that the sun can heat that black plastic up to dry it out a bit. I'd like to see, I'd almost like to see what you use now, if you picked now, the chicken manure, use that maybe in the fall. And let it have some time to really compost and get that way. What you could look at doing, right, is keep it in a bag for, let's call it, 3 weeks to a month. From there, what I'd want to see you do is maybe get it in like a compost pile or in a pile to the side of the house where you can kind of then let the sun cook it even more and kind of mix it that way. They do have some good nutrients coming out of them, so why not use it? So I would wait a little bit of time to do it. Basically, you know, 3 to 4 weeks in that bag to kind of cook it that way, then get it out exposed. It can take up to 6 months on some of these for it to happen. But I think by putting it in that bag, what it's doing is helping speed up that a little bit. You know, what you might think about doing as well is if it take a look at it in the fall, you'll be able to tell if it's breaking down, if it's starting to compost. If it still looks like, you know, their manure, you know, maybe wait until next spring to use it, because it can take anywhere from 6 to 9 months for it to really create that and do that, and then use it in the spring. But that's, okay. It's a great fertilizer for a garden, so you'd be, it's awesome for you to use.
Okay, thanks.
All right, James, thanks. Have a great rest of your day and enjoy the week.
Thanks, you too.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break here. 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN Team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Farron Garden Club. Phone number is 855-660-4261. I know we have some calls on the line, so Nathan, who's up next?
Nancy is in Linfield, Mass.
Nancy, welcome to the Paul Farron Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a few questions regarding Hollytone and superphosphate.
Sure.
I did Hollytone some of my hydrangeas a couple of weeks back, and I was wondering, would superphosphate help with the blooms, or should that be too much?
When did you put the Hollytone down?
I'd say about 2-3 weeks ago.
Okay. And I don't see it being a problem because of the fact that Hollytone is like a 4-3-4 or a 3-4-3. So if you were to use a superphosphate on your hydrangeas, I wouldn't see a problem doing that. It's going to just help with root development and pushing more growth that way. So I think you're going to be okay if you do that.
Oh, okay. So it doesn't help with blooms. I thought it was blooms.
No, it does help with blooms, but what it also will do is help with the root development, which will then push the more blossoms on there. So that's the goal of it and what you're trying to do. So it'll definitely be beneficial.
Okay, so it won't hurt them. I won't over-fertilize.
No, just follow the directions to a T. Don't,
yeah.
You know, don't overdo it. And that's the thing with fertilizers. If you overdo it, which I know that's what you're concerned of, if you overdo it, that's where the damage happens. But I don't think it's going to be damage to this because the numbers themselves aren't terrible for what you're trying to do. So I think you're going to be okay.
Sure. So another question. Yesterday I pruned hard both a beautiful clematis that's got to be between 10 and 15 years old.
Okay.
And it scared me, but it needed it. There was a lot of old wood, and I did the same thing to a mountain hydrangea that was about 15 years old. Both of them really needed a lot of old wood, dead wood. superphosphate on those be okay right now.
Have you done anything else with those guys?
I did do Holytone on the mountain hydrangea. I don't think I've done anything on the clematis yet.
Okay. So the clematis, you wouldn't really need to go with, like, the superphosphate on it. I would look more for the hydrangea itself. The superphosphate will help that hydrangea just grow some to be thicker for this year.
Yeah.
Whereas the clematis, putting that might just, especially if you've cut back a bunch of it, it's a little bit weaker. It's not as like a woody structure as a hydrangea is. So I'd like to see you do more of like a plant tone or a garden tone. And then, or you could use like a 10-10-10. Or if you're really trying to give it something beneficial, maybe like a 5-10-5. So that way you're giving it some nitrogen, some potassium, and then pushing the phosphorus level there. And then what I'd also suggest doing is during the season, if you're starting to see the clematis, the flower, even with the hydrangeas as well, use like a bloom booster or a blossom booster, something that is like a liquid form that you'll be able to, the plant will be able to absorb quicker than a granular. So it's like a combination of that superphosphate and that for the hydrangeas. Just like a 5-10-5 or a 10-10-10 for the clematis. And then use the bloom booster on all of them later on in the season.
Okay. Excellent. And if I have time for another.
Yeah, quick, sure.
So with that superphosphate, would it do anything if I added them to my lilacs and my tulips right now? Or just
so the lilacs.
Around?
So the lilacs, I think it would help because it's doing the same thing as you would be with the hydrangeas.
Yep.
The tulips, not so much. They're going to be blooming if they're not already from some of the weather we've had.
Yeah.
Or pushing up. It's not going to put that, if you're pushing more blossoms for the tulip, maybe use that bloom booster then because the superphosphate will take some time to absorb, whereas the liquid won't. It'll be almost instantaneously.
Thank you so much for your help.
No problem. And you have a great rest of your day, Nancy.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Aspoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone for fertilizer has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspoma.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brandon Gunther. A Los Angeles mother has been accused of stabbing her 3 young children to death. Lieutenant Ben Fernandez of the LAPD says Liliana Carrillo was found several hours later after carjacking a vehicle. Carrillo was reportedly caught driving the stolen vehicle Saturday afternoon after an intense manhunt and was found north of Bakersfield in Tulare County. The LAPD says the 30-year-old mother was arrested for fatally stabbing her 3 children, ages 3, 2, and 6 months. Police say the children were found by their grandmother at around 9:30 Saturday morning at their apartment in Reseda. Georgia is now the third state to suspend a coronavirus vaccine site after several people experienced an adverse reaction to the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Health officials say 8 people getting the vaccine in Georgia suffered
reported side effects to the shot last week. Meanwhile, company officials say Johnson & Johnson is currently scaling back shipments of the vaccine. Georgia is now the fourth state this week to pause this vaccine due to similar problems. This is USA Radio News. Powerful volcanic explosions on a Caribbean island have residents scrambling for safety. USA's Wendy King has more.
A volcano on the southeastern Caribbean island of St. Vincent erupted twice, just hours after displaying increased seismic activity and prompting a mass evacuation of residents and visitors. The National Emergency Management Organization, or NEMO, tweeted that the volcano erupted just 4 days shy of the 42nd anniversary of its 1979 explosion. The second eruption was much smaller than the first. The Prime Minister issued an evacuation in the red zone of the volcano La Soubière. NEMO said the evacuation efforts are continuing. Cruise lines are sending ships to the island to help in the evacuation. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Godzilla vs. Kong is breaking the pandemic box office record. Warner Brothers announced Saturday that the movie surpassed $60 million at the domestic box office. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we've got about a half hour left in the show, and we got some calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Tom is in Martha's Vineyard.
Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yeah, thank you. I have a question here. Instead of digging out, in making a bed, flower or a vegetable garden, instead of digging down the subsoil and getting rid of the soil that doesn't have nutrients and filling it in with good soil, what the advantage is of having a raised bed garden instead of just putting it ground level.
Well, so, I mean, the major benefit of having a raised garden is being able to add that organic matter, filling it up with a nice, rich soil, getting those types of things. That's the major advantage. Sometimes with that another advantage is having it up a little bit higher, easier to reach. You don't bend down as much. That's the other. Going from the ground, if the ground doesn't have a lot of nutrients in it or if it's very compact underneath, that's why it becomes a little more beneficial. You might have to do a little bit more work to the ground itself versus a raised garden. That's some of the ideas. The other thing is, if you have a raised garden, sometimes any of the roots are up a little higher, so you can actually put a nice fence around the edges a little bit deeper into the ground to allow critters from trying to dig from get underneath. So that's a benefit. But as far as the major benefits, I think it's the allowing you to add the soil that you want, get that organic material, get all those other things into the soil, it would be great.
I see. I guess you don't have to bend down as far because it's a little, depending on how high the bed is.
Yep.
Maybe would there be less of a chance of weed seeds getting in? Maybe.
Maybe, but the thing is, a lot of weed seeds are airborne.
Yeah.
They're gonna kind of fly, no matter what. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's. I wouldn't say that's a great advantage to it, but it's a possibility.
Yeah, I see. So it's mainly critters and less chance of that. And I guess there's a good solid foundation, I guess, to put a netting over it or something.
Yeah, or like fencing underneath it so they can't come through. But I think the biggest thing is the soil. Being able to add things as you go and have a nice fresh soil, you know, keep your pH level up a little bit higher because most of New England is acidic. But I think it's going to be helpful. You know, Martha's Vineyard, I don't know what the water table is close to where you live. Maybe that helps keep the water table lower. That's another benefit to it.
Uh-huh.
So that's kind of what I would look at.
Yeah, okay, I see. Very good, thank you.
All right, Tom, you have a great rest of your day.
Yeah, yes, you too.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye for now.
All right, we got some more calls on the line. Nathan, who's up next?
Gene is in Massachusetts.
Gene, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you.
I'm having a problem with my lawn, which is very small. It's probably 1,000 square feet. And I've already fertilized it with Love My Soil and I'm overseeding step one for crabgrass as well.
Yep.
And I'm seeing little mounds. It looks like it might be like a worm or something is digging up the soil.
Okay, so are they kind of like holes in the lawn?
There are some holes in the lawn, yes, but I think that's for squirrels. And I have a lot of oak trees, and they dig up the lawn a lot with and bury the acorns. But I am seeing some holes, but more so, I'm seeing in some of those, and they're very small bare spots. These little, like, it almost looks like a worm is digging into the soil and making grubs.
Earthworms would be beneficial for the lawn, obviously, if they were in there. They're going to help with the organic matter. But if there's grubs in there, you might have, like, raccoons or skunks or something digging up the lawn trying to get them. This time of year, they start to pop up all over, and then they will start their life cycle getting into the next stages. So there's a product that you can use to get rid of those insects that are in there that are non-beneficial would be the 24-hour control from BioAdvanced. It's a black bag. The product in it is called Dilox. That product will kill those insects in 24 hours. And then once the 24 hours is up, the chemical has released everything and is out through the system. And that could kill the grubs, but you're getting rid of them for the future. Now, if you have grubs throughout the season that you've noticed, using a season-long grub control is not the one you want to use right now. You want to use more of that Dilox and use that season-long control maybe the end of May, because it only lasts 3 months. The season for the grub control is 3 months, and you want it in the ground in June, July, and August. So,
how do you spell Dilox?
It's a D-Y-L-O-X.
And is that granular?
It is a granular. It's got like a cocoa smell to it. It's got a very distinct smell. You'll know exactly what I mean when you see it.
Do I water it in or just put it on?
Well, it's going to, you know, most of the...
Oh, I can't hear you. Alexa, resume.
Fine, August.
Sorry, y'all. He's dropped for a second. I'll work on getting him back. Hold on.
But those are some of the things that I would do to help get rid of the grubs if they're there. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Okay, I was wondering because I wasn't there. I couldn't hear anybody. So, Gene, you're with me still. I apologize. Okay, so the Dilux product that we want to use, it can go into the lawn later today into tonight because it's going to rain the next few days, and that will be helpful in order to get it mixed in there. If you were to put it down this morning, the sun's out, maybe water it in a bit. But if you can do it later today before it rains, it would be perfect for that to happen. So definitely get it down because it's going to get rid of the grubs. It's going to get rid of those other non-beneficial insects, and it'll stop the skunks and the raccoons from digging in the lawn. Do we have some more calls on the line, Nathan?
Yes, sir. Neil is in Massachusetts.
Neil, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
So I have a row of forsythias, and I want to make them into a hedge, and they just grow wild. You know, the wild stems go up in the air, and I don't know when or how to cut them to sort of get them into a nice hedge.
So wait until they're done blooming. So they're starting to bloom now in most areas.
Oh, they're pretty yellow, yeah.
Wait till they're completely done blooming. There's no yellow, you know, flowers on them.
Okay.
And then from there, you can do it at that time. It's one that it'll bloom in the spring, so if you know, were to prune it, you're going to lose the flowers. I mean, you could do it today if you wanted to and you're not concerned about the flowers. That would be fine. But usually the general rule of thumb with anything that flowers that you want to prune, you wait until it's done flowering.
Sometime in June or something?
Well, it's, you know, I'd say in the next few weeks. We could be at the beginning of May with it. It's not, you know, they're starting to bloom now. It'll last a couple weeks, and then from there, once they're done, you can do it without a problem.
Oh, great. Okay, thanks.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Neil. Have a great one. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have some open phone lines here, and I know that we're almost wrapping up the show. We got about 15 minutes left. It's going to be rainy the next few days, so if you're looking to put crabgrass control down or fertilizers down, definitely get out there and do it today so you can use that rain to your advantage and you're not trying to, water it yourself, do all those extras when we're getting that rain for free, right? We're not having to do all that extra labor. So if you're going to put the crabgrass control down or a crabgrass with starter fertilizer and put seed down, try to get it done today so that the rain can wash it in and help you be more successful in the garden this season. It's definitely going to be worth it. One thing we used to say at the garden center I used to work at, you know, the best day to put sod down would always be on a rainy day because you're guaranteeing that it's getting watered in and that it's, it's going to be successful. So that's a little bit extreme, but at the same time, it is perfect. When it's raining, to put in a lawn or put down those fertilizers so you don't have to water about burning or it, rain, the rain will be helpful for you. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a couple calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Alice is in Barnstable, Mass.
Alice, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. I have received some of fill put in my backyard to form a new garden. And it was done on the fall, and now it's very hard to dig it. It's very solid. And I was wondering, can you tell me what I could get to put on that I could mix up with this soil so that I can plant some flowers and shrubs and things?
Yeah, so I'd like to see you use the product either Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green or use Sulfur from Natural Alternative. Down on the in Barnstable, you could go. I know the Mahoney's in Osterville and the Mahoney's in Falmouth have it. The Love Your Soil, that would be perfect to mix it in to that to help break up some of that clay or the hard packed. What really happened this season with all the drought and everything? It caused everything to just get harder like that. So it's not fun, but it is something that you can use and it will help you.
Well, how does this come? Does it come in bags so I can buy it?
It does.
Okay.
So a 5,000 and 15,000 a 5,000 and a 15,000 square foot bag. So it's nice and easy for you. It will do a lot. Alrighty.
Okay. Anything else that I can use?
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and it will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Before the break, we were speaking with Alice. And right at the end there, we got cut off. She was looking to see if there was anything else she should do in the garden. And I don't believe so. Everything you're doing seems to make sense to me. I think you'll be okay.
Well, can I add cow manure? And can I use like a Costa Maine? I want to plant some rose bushes.
And, oh yeah, and definitely.
Will this soften up the? Will the love your whatever it is?
Love your soil.
Love your soil. Will that soften up the so that it's not so hard to dig?
So it will take some time. You need to do it, you'll have to do a couple applications. You could do once now and then once again in 6 weeks. And you use 12 pounds per 1,000 square feet. What I would also suggest doing is sometimes it's so hard because it was very dry from last year, and then the soil just tightened. So maybe throwing some water down at the same time, the rain. I don't know if you're going to get some rain down there the next few days like we are in the northern part of the state.
Yeah.
I think that would be beneficial for you. So definitely, I think the rain will help. This love your soil will as well. And I think you'll be, you'll notice a difference. It's going to take a little bit of time, because nothing happens overnight, in the garden, but it will be worth it in the end.
Well, can I put my rose bushes in a couple of weeks?
Yeah, I would wait till the frost dates are kind of over, you know what I mean? So you're not affecting them that way. I know it's a little bit different down in the Cape where the temperatures will warm up a little bit earlier than on the northern part of the state. But I think I'd wait a few more weeks to really get to that next level where it's a little bit warmer more consistently. Yeah, work the soil. Clean up the soil with that. You had mentioned
like a Costa Maine compost. Yeah, use a lobster compost. That would be great.
Yeah, that's great.
Use that on all your roses. Use it on anything. It's really awesome. One of the things they say lobster compost is good for is if you have like a tomato or vegetable garden, because it has what they call chitin, which is helps with calcium in the soil for tomatoes. So use it for that as well.
Okay. Oh, that's great. That's great.
Okay.
Well, Patrick, thanks so much. I really appreciate it. I'll let you know what happens.
Okay. Sounds good.
Have a good week. Thank you.
You too. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, here. We got about 2 minutes left. I know we have another call. Maybe we can try to make it a quick question. Nathan, who's up next?
James is in Westport.
James, how can I help you today?
Hey, how you doing, Paul? Hey,
good.
The grub issue that person had before, I had them bad in my yard. I got a 2-acre yard. I had them bad about 2 years ago. And here's what happened. I had my bird feeders out, and I had regular bird feed in there, and the birds feeding was everything, including a boatload of blackbirds.
Yep.
So it turns out that the blackbirds love Japanese beetles, and they love the grubs that the beetles lay eggs and make.
Yep.
Now, I had grubs. Peeled a bunch of pad of grass, and I saw the little white curlicues there. So
yep.
I found out, I replaced the bird seed with safflower seed, which blackbirds don't like. They do not like that. And then I noticed I got blackbirds all over my lawn, and they're sticking their beaks in the lawn, and they're eating the Japanese beetles. And the few beetles that survive and lay the eggs for the grub, they actually dig down there and eat them, too.
Yeah, it's definitely...
If you don't feed the blackbirds on your bird feeders, put in safflower seed, they won't eat that. Then they just go out the lawn and they'll do the job for you. Haven't seen a grub since.
Perfect. That's some great advice. I do appreciate that, James.
Okay.
All right. Have a great one.
Yeah. Take it easy.
Bye-bye. That's a great idea there. The blackbirds will love the Japanese beetles and the grubs, so... Feed them, get them to the yard, help get rid of them instead of, it's a nice natural way of doing it, organic way of doing it, if you will. So pretty cool stuff. Anyways, that's going to wrap us up for the show today. I will say it one more time. Congratulations to the UMass Minutemen hockey team, national champions. I'm pretty pumped about it. All right, guys, get out there, be good to each other, plant something, wear that mask, and, I'll talk with you next week. Enjoy the week. We'll see you soon.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.